Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
But now let's talk cheese. It is, after all, an interesting time to be a part of New Zealand's artisan cheese industry. Our specialty cheeses are winning us awards and attention on the world stage. But the markets for goat and sheep milk have been turbulent, both domestically and overseas, with the number of businesses in New Zealand thinning remarkably over the last few years. Simon Lang, along with his wife Helen, are the founders and owners of Cranky Goat Cheese in Marlborough. Simon is also the chair of the New Zealand Specialist Cheesemakers Association, and Simon joins us on the line now. Kia ora to you.
Kia ora, good evening to you.
It's nice to have you here, Simon. Let's start maybe with Cranky Goat. Tell us a bit about your operation, when it started, and what you focus on.
So we started 10 years ago in Marlborough Sounds. Originally, it was just going to be a little mum and dad sort of business. I remember when we started out, we were doing about 180 kilos a month. We thought we were absolutely cranking it. Predominantly at that time, focusing just on goat's milk. We used to make cheese from end of August through to early May, and then we'd have the winter off and start again. But over the years, that's changed. 2 years ago, we moved our factory from the Marlborough Sounds into Blenheim, and we're now processing nearly 500 kilos a week now. And we also have another label called the Moody Cow, which is a range of cow's cheeses that we do with local A2 milk to supplement our winter income. We now recently changed our milk supplier, and we can get goat's milk now throughout the year, so which has been a huge change from a business perspective. But we still don't take ourselves too seriously, and it's still very much a family business.
Hey, let me ask you this. Is there a particular cranky goat after which the business is named?
Well, my wife used to always say, when she was at the market, Marlborough Farmers Market in Blenheim, she used to always say when people asked where the cranky one was, she used to say, oh, he's at home making cheese. So they say revenge is best in the old. So when we were looking at a name for our cow cheese, we thought Moody Cow was quite appropriate.
Right. Oh, dear. In terms of your market, is it primarily local? Is it primarily New Zealand customers, or do you export as well?
No, we only focus. If people ask me if I export, yes, I do export. I export out of Marlborough. Mm-hmm. We sell all over New Zealand. And to be brutally honest, we still can't meet the demand that we have for goat's cheese in New Zealand. We've become one of the biggest goat's cheese producers now in New Zealand, and also just the cost of exporting is inhibitive for the smaller producers. Mm.
Right, so you're not going to have to be part of the brains trust that comes up with a new name for feta cheese if we want to sell it in the EU after 9 years.
I am very much a part of that. So the New Zealand Specialist Cheese Association is taking a lead on this. So what we're doing is we're going to come up with a group to come up with a naming protocol. Mm-hmm. And then the first cheese that we will test the new naming protocol on will be feta cheese. And we will look, one of the things we want to do is sort of take a positive out of the situation we've been put into, is to put a GI onto that cheese so we can then export it. We're sort of taking a bit of a lead from what happened with champagne and the Méthode Traditionnelle, with the Méthode Traditionnelle guys, mm-hmm. 20 years ago when they were made to change their names.
You can have my suggestion. We knocked around some suggestions with a marketing professor last week, and mine was, I can't believe it's not feta. Apparently that might run into some copyright and intellectual property issues, unfortunately, but yeah.
Yeah, that may. We've had lots of suggestions.
Oh dear.
But one of the, and you have to sort of keep playing like wetter. Now the naming guys will come after us on that one. So really, it's got to be a name that's easily pronounceable abroad.
Mm.
So because we want to really look at the opportunity to export it as well.
Let's talk a bit about New Zealand cheese. What is our? You mentioned that particularly New Zealand goat cheese is really taking off. Why is that? What points of difference do our cheeses have on the world stage when it comes to flavour in particular?
Well, I think the key thing is, and we often forget this, is we produce some of the best milk in the world. Whether it's cow, sheep, goat, we produce some of the, because we've got such amazing pastures here, we produce some of the best. And let me give you an example of that. Bridge Street team from Fronterra at Kapiti, they had an amazing result in 2023 at the International Dairy, the Cheese and Dairy Awards, which is the biggest international awards in the world. The Kikorangi Triple Cream Blue was reserve supreme champion. That meant they were the second highest rated cheese in the world, and there was over 5,000 entrants in that one competition.
Okay.
So a cheese from New Zealand was rated second best in the world. It also won the champion overseas cheese. It won the best blue vein cheese, and it won the best semi-soft cheese as well. So for a cheese, for a country our size, we'd certainly punch way above our weight. If you look at some of the smaller cheese producers who've had real success in those awards in the past, we've had Whitestone, Over the Moon, Massimo this year did really well, and Cranky Goat, we also won a medal. So we've done some amazing things. And if you look at more recently, we've just had our New Zealand Specialist Cheese Awards. That was conducted at the beginning of March. We had over 253 cheeses were entered into the awards. 187 medals were awarded, 72 gold, 71 silver and 44 bronze. Mm. We had 25 volunteer judges and 12 stewards who made the event run well. And this is a big thing that we need to acknowledge in this country, is that we make some amazing cheeses, and perhaps we need to look at, and that's one of the ways that we can deal with the threat of these imported cheese from the EU, is just keep making better and better cheeses so it makes it hard for those cheeses to be able to get a place in the market.
Upping our own game, indeed. And you know, as you point out, and I love eating New Zealand cheese, you know. It tastes lovely, and B, it's patriotic. No, that was a joke. But at the same time, you know, there are there are cheese outfits, you know, shutting up shop saying this is just too hard. What's going on here? Is this just a sort of iron sharpens iron kind of situation? If you can't keep up, it's such a high level that someone else is going to take your place.
It's not really. The industry is going through a real tough period at the moment. The economic situation in the country at the moment is putting us all under pressure. And this is no different for the cheese companies. The trouble for the cheese companies is their margins are often very, very tight. We've had a number of challenges over the years. So traditionally, the cheese companies, it tends to be quite seasonal in New Zealand. So we will sell more cheese from November through to the end of April. And very little cheese, the sales of cheese absolutely plummets in June and July, which makes it really difficult for cheese companies. And that's a part of what we're trying to do as an industry, is to raise our consumers' awareness of not just cheese as a slice on a board or eating with friends, but also perhaps having cheese as an ingredient in a meal, having cheese as a source of protein, as your main source of protein within a meal. But there's a lot of benefits from people buying cheese, locally made cheese, because that money is going right back into the community. It's going back into the farmer that supplies the milk, the people who supply the ingredients of that product, and all the little smaller shops and suppliers within the area also get that money going back into their economic streams.
I did want to ask you about the milk element of things, particularly with regard to sheep and goat's milk, and sort of, I suppose, global pressures on milk in global markets when it comes to this. Has there been an increase in demand globally for sheep and goat's milk, which means that, you know, maybe that's a very tempting offer for some of our sheep and goat's milk producers?
There's some interesting dynamics going on with this. So we've seen real success in sheep and goat's milk, particularly around infant formula, before COVID, and the market just seemed to explode away. But since COVID, we've seen that sort of drop back quite substantially, and that has put that side of the business under some severe pressure. One of the other things that we're seeing, which is a change in the last sort of 4 or 5 years, in the past, we used to make cheese. When you make cheese, you end up with two things. You end up with curds, which is what the cheese is made out, and we end up with whey. And whey is full of a protein called whey protein. So the people who have powdered protein drinks, they will invariably be drinking that whey protein. One of the things is whey protein has become very, very valuable in the last sort of 3 or 4 years. And this has meant that actually now cheese is a byproduct of the whey making process compared to years ago when whey was a byproduct of the cheese making process. So it's been really reversed. And this is particularly true of in Europe. Some of our bigger producers in this country, like Fonterra, that's going the same way now. That whey is actually more valuable than the actual cheese that they produce. Mm. That's put a lot of pressure on that goat on the market, in that a lot of people want to get the money from the whey. So that's something that we've got to sort of adapt to a little bit as an industry. But more importantly, it opens up an opportunity for the smaller producers to look at ways that they perhaps could have gotten an income stream that they may not have been able to get 4 or 5 years ago. So that's cool. That's really changed the market. The other thing we need to consider is sheep milk. You know, if you look at a sheep and goat's milk compared to cow's milk, a sheep is really, they will produce milk from 5 to 6 months of the year, and they will only produce 1 to 2 litres a day. Goats are very similar. They will produce milk for 9 months of the year, and then they will only produce 1 or 2 litres per day per animal. If you look at a dairy cow, they'll produce for 10 months, and they'll produce around 28 litres a day and up to 60 litres a day during the height of the flash. So there's a massive, you know, there's the goat and the sheep don't produce that much milk.
Exactly, yeah. It's a fascinating area, I suppose, isn't it? And we'll certainly keep an eye on any movements in this particular area over the coming weeks and months. Simon Lamb, thanks so much for your time this evening.
Thank you.
That's Simon Lamb. Simon is the founder and owner of Cranky Goat Cheese in Marlborough, as well as the chair of the New Zealand Specialist Cheesemakers Association.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.